just watched The Predator, the sequel to Predator 2, I'll be getting into spoilers, so if you haven't seen it yet, there will be spoilers. So in this movie, you have a predator being pursued by another predator who ends up crashing on Earth, and some of its tech is stolen by a soldier, and the predator is captured by the government. Jake Busey, who plays the son of a character who was killed in Predator 2, is helping run the research team that's been studying the predators and their tech. This part was great because it showed a family connection to the last film in both a fictional and literal sense. Unfortunately, this character is greatly underused and leads nowhere. The best part of the film to me, and what I thought was going to be the start of a promising film, was when the predator is escaping the research lab and taking out all the guards. That part was awesome. The soldier who stole the tech in the beginning has now been captured as well and teams up with a group of military ex-cons to retrieve the tech and save the main character's little boy who has autism, who I believe had way too big of a role in this movie. So the first predator, who is the traditional predator and I know and love, eventually runs into the other predator, or the new evolved predator, and is quickly killed. This new predator is twice the size of the normal one, wears no mask, and seems to have thermal vision built into his eyes. There was no real stalking or observing characters in this movie. The new predator would just show up and kill people while remaining bulletproof. I'll call this predator Big Predator. So Big Predator brings hunting dogs along with him, who chase after the little boy and are stopped by the main character in his squad. One of the dogs is killed, but the other is shot in the head and somehow becomes docile towards the squad, even helping them out by bringing them weapons. This was a very odd concept to the movie that didn't really fit. So this movie goes on, and Big Predator keeps killing people, and the squad and the research people that capture the first Predator have to team up to fight the Big Predator, who wants to capture the little boy and use his autism to expand the Predator's DNA. Because, oh yeah, in this movie it's said that the Predators remove the DNA of the trophies they kill to combine with their own to improve their traits. So supposedly Big Predator has combined with multiple other DNA strains to become a more advanced killer. So take that as you will. Basically, it's like what they did in Jurassic World with the Indominus Rex. Because nowadays, classic dinosaurs or classic movie villains like the Predator can't be just what they used to be. They have to be bigger and more menacing, even though we all know that they don't. So the two teams engage Big Predator, firing everything they have at it, lighting it on fire, having no effect on it. Later, we see the soldier fight one-on-one, hurting the Predator with a single handgun round, and then later killing it with the same handgun. I don't know why they weren't able to harm it earlier, and now they can, but whatever, now the movie is over, and Big Predator's dead. Except the movie isn't over. There's one more scene. From after the lab escape scene up until now, I had extremely mixed feelings on this movie. But I thought this last scene would be the saving grace. The first Predator had brought a crate along with him that the humans salvaged and are trying to open. Right before the crate opens, it's classified as the Predator Killer to what's inside. So I was thinking, geez, what could be inside? For a second I thought, could this somehow be Arnold Schwarzenegger? Did the Predators capture him a long time ago because he killed one of them? And it's seen as either a prisoner or an honored guest, because in Predator 2, when Danny Glover kills the Predator, he is not only spared by the crew of Predators, but is given a reward. That was my hope anyway. So the crate opens up and shoots a gauntlet onto a scientist, who then is covered in nanotechnology, creating sort of an Iron Man Predator suit that has multiple weapons. Then we get one of the worst closing lines of a movie I've ever seen. The scene was basically what happens at the end of Independence Day 2, with the whole "now we're taking the fight to them" thing. Poor excuse to set up a sequel. So to break down what happens in this movie, it goes like this. Predator 1 is trying to give humans tech in order to defend themselves against future hunts, because for whatever reason he does. But when we first see the Predator, he is killing soldiers, guards, research scientists, only sparing Olivia Munn's character because she is naked and has no weapons. So why go on this spree of killing, and why give people this tech? I wish I knew. Big Predator addresses Predator 1 as a traitor, and after killing him, wants to capture the boy with autism, because some people view this as the next stage of evolution based on how autistic people view the world and how their mind works. You can have your own opinions on that. If the Predator had been splicing with other life forms, there should have been more evidence on its effects on their biology, but the movie doesn't really address it. There are just so many oddball moments in this film. While the humor is funny, there just doesn't need to be as much as there is. Characters also do things I just don't have an explanation for. At one point, one of the villains is utilizing Predator tech, so he throws a smart disc in the air and tells one of his guards to catch it. The guard loses his hand when the disc returns, and then the villain shoots him in the head because he says he needs to be quiet. That doesn't make any sense. The same villain then uses a plasma caster to accidentally shoot himself in the head, but when you see it, it happens so fast you can't really tell what happens. They pull up pictures from the first two films that no one could have possibly taken on an iPad in the past. To sum up, I enjoyed the plot that was being developed in the start with Jake Busey running the research lab and the Predator escaping. That was good, but most of the rest didn't work for me. The new Predator, its weird alien dogs, the reason why Predator 1 was there, the reason why the Predators have been spliced in their DNA, and why he wants the soldier's son, what was in the crate at the end of the movie. If you want the best Predator, watch the original. Predator 2 and Predators both are fun movies and expand on the Predator culture and universe. AVP and AVP 2 are purely what-if movies, and honestly are also fun movies to watch, minus the high school drama in number 2. I just left the theater disappointed and hope new fans don't think this is the standard in which they should expect to see a Predator movie.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.